Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining us this morning is Mia Erickson, who is Senior Vice President with Whitnell. Mia, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here again.
Since we last spoke, Mia, a lot has changed in the world with the COVID-19 pandemic. How are you finding your clients are responding so far to this crisis?
Steve, a lot of my clients are worried, not so much about their personal financial situation, but about the overall effect of COVID-19 on their companies and on their families. As a personal CFO, I have to remind my clients that we've built plans that anticipate market volatility and that we'll get through it. But that doesn't necessarily make it more comfortable or easy for them in times like this.
Well, you talked to the last time we were together about being a personal CFO to families with complexity in their financial life. But I understand that you also bring that same approach to companies. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. And thank you for asking. What I find is that senior executives at corporations really struggle with complexity too, but it's of a different nature. In theory, the benefits they receive from their employers are supposed to help them address their financial concerns. However, I find it really does introduce a whole new challenge. The benefits really only add to the complexity of what they have to deal with because they're not experts in knowing how to apply the benefits to their unique situation.
And that's an interesting outcome, right? I assume that the organizations are spending a lot of money to offer benefits to their executives, but if they're not getting the results they pay for, why do they keep offering those benefits?
That's a great question. I see companies of all shapes and sizes offering executives benefits for three primary reasons. First, they want to retain their top people. Second, they want to be competitive when recruiting new executives. And third, they want their executives to be able to focus at work instead of worrying about their personal financial situation. But what I see time and time again is that executives do leave for greener pastures, recruitment programs underperform, and executives do still worry about personal finances and see this drains their focus at work. I see this as one of the single biggest missed opportunities in business today. If you invest in benefits that are designed to accomplish these three outcomes, but you don't realize the outcomes, what have you really accomplished at the end of the day?
So why does that happen, do you think? If a company invests in executive benefits but doesn't get the results they're hoping for, what's the number one problem? Why is that?
Their executives are time starved. That is the core problem. They don't really understand all of the benefits they're being offered or how to take each benefit and turn it into a real solution for the family. In some instances, adding more benefits just creates more confusion, not better outcomes. Let's assume a company offers a baseline of benefits, like health insurance, the 401k, profit sharing, paid sick leave, disability, maternity leave, health savings accounts. Most employees can figure out how to take advantage of these. But senior leadership also are entitled to great executive benefits packages that can include deferred compensation, restricted stock and stock option plans, and fringe benefits such as a car allowance or financial, legal, and tax services. The package is great. It adds up to a lot of value for the executives who will put the time and effort, but they do not have the time to do the researching for each benefit or create a plan to take advantage of it. And they're also so overwhelmed with the details. This leaves them feeling less confident in their ability to achieve their goals and dreams from a financial perspective.
Well, can you give us an example or two of how you see that playing out?
Sure. I'll give you two examples, actually. First, a few years ago, a company I had just started working with had an executive who was about to retire who was very upset. He discovered that upon retirement, he was going to owe a high six-figure tax bill to the government. Why? Because for years, he had taken advantage of the deferred comp plan offered by his employer. The company provided the benefit in good faith, and he took full advantage of it. However, he didn't have a personal CFO guiding his decisions along the way to see what the effect would be if he deferred large sums of his annual compensation until retirement. This resulted in a cash flow crunch the first few years after retirement because he did not factor in the income taxes with regards to his payout. The second example I'll give had a very different outcome when I was able to work with a newly appointed executive 20 years ago. He was entitled to the executive benefits package, which again included deferred comp plans, stock award plans, fringe benefits, and financial estate and tax benefits. When we started working with him, he and his wife had a net worth of approximately $750,000. Fast forward 20 years later, and they just retired with a net worth of over $20 million, and we are also working with their children now who are in their late 20s. This peace of mind the executive and his wife now have in their retirement years is a direct result of the planning we were able to provide on an annual basis. Given these two case studies, I want to say for the record, the problem was not the company, the benefits people, the HR department, or even the senior leadership who are sponsoring the benefits package. These people all are operating in good faith to give their executives every possible advantage. Steve, I work with a lot of these people, and they're wonderful and great to work with. The problem is really the complexity that the senior executives are dealing with and their lack of time.
Well, you've mentioned that a couple of times now, Mia, that being time-starved. What are the primary pressures that are leaving some of these people with so little time?
Great question. I wrote an article about this called Retirement, Parents, Kids, the Trifecta of Financial Stress. These executives are concerned about their own retirement, but they also want to help their young adult children get established in life. And many of them are also concerned about their aging parents and the best ways to care for them. That is a lot of financial stress and a lot of decisions that need to be made. For every decision, there are also tax considerations, estate planning strategies, and long-term investment options. But it leads to yet another issue, which most senior executives, they have multiple professional advisors, such as their CPA, their estate planning attorney, their insurance advisor, and one or more financial advisors. But most of the time, these advisors don't coordinate to provide a seamless plan that is custom designed just for that executive. This puts the responsibility back onto the shoulders of the executive to either try to get the advisors to coordinate or to build the plan themselves. And this really leads to the biggest issue of all. These senior executives are highly sophisticated and very intelligent people, and they're all experts in their field. But they're not experts in financial planning. There are simply too many details to consider, and the trifecta they're struggling with, those details are just too much.
So executives are time-starved. They're not experts in financial planning, but the companies are still paying a lot to retain their top people and realize a competitive advantage in recruiting. So what are businesses doing today to address these issues?
You're right. Companies at this point are trying to figure out a number of different approaches. For instance, right now, computer advising is becoming very popular. In this approach, a person feeds their personal information into a computer, and the computer advises them about how to take advantage of the benefits their company offers. This probably works fine for people who don't have a complex situation. However, even in this situation, the computer cannot interpret human emotions when it comes to finances. But for executives, I have not found a better approach after more than 20 years of working in the field than the personal CFO. A personal CFO meets with each executive to understand their unique goals and family situation. Then this personal CFO creates a customized financial plan incorporating all pieces of their financial situation, including the benefits their company offers. This addresses the three big issues: time, expertise, and confidence. What we see is when executives have their plan coming together and understand how the benefits their company offers will help them realize their long-term goals, it really improves their quality of life. It increases their commitment to the company. It increases their focused energy at work because they're not worried about things at home. A personal CFO also benefits the company because they start to realize a real return on their investments from the executive benefits package. For instance, the companies I serve where the personal CFO model has been fully integrated, the organizations see a very low turnover rate amongst their executives. I can't think of a single person I've worked with who has left their company.
So those are pretty good results. Are there other outcomes that a personal CFO can provide those companies?
Absolutely. Organizations who offer their senior execs a personal CFO help those individuals focus more intensely while at work and rest more deeply while away. This produces a fresh, energized executive who's ready to take whatever the day or situation may require. I believe executives really need this focus, especially during times of a crisis like we're seeing today. Companies, in many ways, are just like people. We develop reputations where we become known for certain things, especially in the circles where we hang out. Industries are often like neighborhoods where the same people show up to conferences, trade shows, and other events. People talk, and individuals want to work for the best companies who are known to be best in class. Organizations who really take care of their senior executives create a certain reputation. They become known for a culture that prizes their people. This sends their executive a message that says, we want this to be the last place you ever work and where you do your best work.
I can't help but wonder how much a personal CFO costs an organization and whether or not they can afford it or not.
Steve, I get that question a lot. Program cost is a top concern for the executive committees I work with. I've heard people on these committees say, we can't afford to do everything we want to do. That may be true, but in my experience, there are often ways to substantially improve the direct impact of these programs that only add incremental costs or no cost at all. If there are incremental costs, they're usually more than worth it when compared to the results. Here's what I mean. A moment ago, I listed perks I see in many executive benefits packages: deferred comp, restricted stock, stock options, car allowances, and then also financial, legal, and tax services. But the delivery of the program is often of a hodgepodge nature, where there is not a singular vision and guiding principle on how to educate the executive about the benefits package. This lack of vision not only creates undue expense, it usually adds the complexity of the offerings. This, in turn, often prevents executives from taking full advantage of the benefits. In other words, the risk is that these companies pay for services that get little use. That's called waste, and it's very expensive. What most organizations need, in my experience, is a trusted advisor to help them analyze not only the programs they have today, but also their overall goals and the vision of what they are trying to achieve. This analysis and a set of recommendations that follow could, in some instances, actually decrease cost while increasing the impact to their executives.
Mia, as always, you've given us a lot to think about today. We appreciate you being on with us. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
The best way is to call my main office, which is 630-575-2457, or they can connect with me on LinkedIn, Mia, M-I-A, Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. And Steve, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Mia, thank you very much.